Tiếng là món. Pooja, I'm going to go ahead and I guess open it up to you to provide some comment to the board members, and then we will have a motion.
Sure. Thank you so much, Nancy. I actually started my, so I have my bachelor's as well as my ACCA, and I moved to the U.S. and I decided I wanted to do my CPA because I wanted to practice as an auditor. And so I started my application back in 2017, actually, but the process was extremely lengthy with NASPA. And then finally, when the evaluations were done after a lot of conversations, they send an email or they send the transcripts to Julie. But Julie's here in this call. So I have been in correspondence with her since like 2018, May. She told me that they would have sent something to me, but I never received a report from her. But the board received, or the state board received a report from NASPA, and they were saying that my credits were only 87.5 overall. And also I didn't have sufficient like upper credit for competency, just 10 out of the 21 or 24 that was required. So then Jessica Warren, she wrote back to me saying that some states like California accepts ACCA, for instance, and that they take the credits of ACCA towards their education requirement. So I was really down then, thinking that, oh, I can't be a CPA, so I can't progress in becoming an audit manager and so forth, or even a partner in the future, because without my CPA, I really can't do that. So like, I was really torn down, and I didn't know what to do. And I was just chatting with an old friend, and she was in India, and she did her CPA, unlike CA, which usually people there do. And she mentioned that, oh, she had her, I was telling her, I also wanted to do this, but then NASPA saying I don't have enough credentials, just 87.5. And she said that, oh, there's this other organization called as World Education Services, and she had used their service to get her foreign transcripts evaluated, because we studied in the same school. And I said, oh, let me check that out. So then I checked out World Education Services, and then they evaluated my credentials, and they got back to me saying that I have 196 credits based on everything that I have shared with NASPA as well. So I have two bachelors, one from Mahatma Gandhi University, and the other one is from Oxford Brookes University, and they did not consider, again, like my ACC or anything, so same thing. So they had the same information or the certificates that even NASPA considered, but they provided 196. Then when I looked to reapply with Oregon, it looked like Oregon was not accepting WES, but only NASPA. Then I saw there were several other states that accepted WES's report, and that's when I decided, let me go ahead, so I want my CPA, and that's how I applied to the Kentucky State Board of Accountancy. So I applied, I got my, and like I was just seeing after 1.5 years since I started my application, finally like the state accepted with everything, and that was Kentucky. I got my exams done, and once that was done, I again was in contact with Julie regarding what's the best course of action. Should I like just have my exams like transfer to Oregon so I can go ahead and get the license here? And then when I researched, it looked like it was better if I got my license in Kentucky and then transferred it here. So I went ahead and did that, but Kentucky does not require you to do the ethics exam. So in order to have my to transfer successfully my reciprocity, I went ahead and did my ethics exam. And and then I started this process, but then this is way back in August, and Julie must have like 100 emails from me, like I still follow up with her, like what's the status and so forth. And then finally, it was just last month that I was finally appointed towards Kimberly, because everyone used to say, oh, your file is now with somebody else, and finally I said, oh, it's with the executive director, and then they contacted, they gave me Kimberly's information, and I reached out to her. She mentioned that my request is being flagged, and it's with the board, and they want to reconsider everything, and so that's where we are, and that's why I'm here today.
Okay, and so, Kim, I have a follow-up question for you. So, in looking at the memo, the first part of the memo says that The original exam application included a foreign transcript evaluation from the NASPA International Evaluation Services that offered the following education credits. So 87.5 semester, 10 upper division, and 62.5 accounting and related. So the application was denied for deficiency in the education requirements. And then, and we've just heard from Michelle that you've completed the CPA exam, and you were granted license in Kentucky on December 20th. For a reciprocal license, the paragraph that I'm a little confused about, so is on page 2 where it starts, board staff reach out to Kyle Pryor, who's just with us, Associate Director of NASPA International Evaluation Services, to uncover the discrepancies between the two evaluations. The primary difference between these two evaluation reports is that Wes accepted credits from the Associate of Chartered Certified Accountants, which is a professional body in the United Kingdom. According to Patricia Hartman, the Director of Client Services for NASPA, the ACCA examinations have been deemed professional in nature and are not accepted by NASPA, as they do not equate these exams as equivalent to academic education from an accredited college and university. Is that correctly stated, Kim?
Yes. And I will ask Julie to chime in here too, because she's been, both of us have been working on her, but mostly with Julie and Ashley too. So yes.
So, and that is what Pat and Kyle were just talking about, that those, that NASPA, who represents many states through their CPAES system, right, they do the evaluation for many states, not for Oregon, obviously, and then Kyle, who represents NIES, who his organization actually conducts these reviews because they have the expertise in international transcripts. That's why we wanted them to speak with you, because part of our process and in our rules that if you're licensed for less than 4 or 10 years when you apply for reciprocity, then we just verify substantial equivalency, and part of that is verifying education. And since we knew that, you know, with the same transcripts, that's why we reached out to Kyle to make sure that they had evaluated the same transcripts that WBS had. To make sure nothing was missed there, and to see why, I mean, that's a wide range between 7 and 200. And so that's, I mean, we didn't know either, and they're the experts, so we reached out. And NASPA was very clear that they would not accept ACCA credits, and so that's why we decided to bring this information to the board, because this is a one-off. It's not a usual situation for us, and you know, it's important for all of you to be able to weigh in and see, you know, where the differences lie. Our rules very clearly state we only accept NIES evaluations, but you know, this is just a little bit different outside the box.
Okay, Angie, I have a question of you. I'm looking for your spot on the. Angie, is this something that we are allowed to talk about in executive session, or does it only, can it only be a public session?
It's not this way.
Matthew, please put yourself on mute. There we go. Okay. Angie, is this something that we can discuss an executive session, or does it have to be purely?
Yes, I can provide the link to the board so we can get it into executive session if we'd like to do that.
Okay, I'm looking at my fellow board members. I feel like this is something that we should discuss in executive session. Can I get some feedback from other members?
I would agree with that. Thank you.
Okay, Haley, I'm seeing you nod your head. Deanna? Okay. Stu?
I think it's important that we do that.
Okay, well, are you in agreement? Okay.
I'm seeing that.
Okay. So we are going to move this to executive session. So Matthew, please make sure that you're on mute.
Matthew is having technical difficulties. He sent in the chat.
Okay. Okay. Actually, I'm going to go ahead and move us to executive session at this time. There's some more discussion that we had regarding the other matters that are on our agenda for today. So, pursuant to ORS 192.660, print 2, print F, print H, for consideration of records exempt from disclosure and counsel advice, we're going to adjourn the public session and move into executive session. Generally, this takes however long it takes, and we will be back into public session. Kim, is there anything that you want to add to that? I just can't give everybody a specific time, that's all. Sherry?
Yes, thank you very much. Just clarifying, that will cover all of the executive session topics, not just this one.
That is correct. It'll be all of the executive session topics, and then we'll come back into public session, have public voting on those items discussed, and then we'll finish off with our public session agenda items at that time.
Thank you. That helps us. Thank you.
I'll begin moving people to the waiting room.
Okay, we still have all of our board members, right?
Yeah, I'm just going through the list. So, and I'm leaving Tanya in and confirming that Kathy Henderson is Stu. It looks like we should be good.
Okay, so now do you have a separate report?